Hi, welcome to StanLib's weekly economic podcast. My name is Kevin Lings and I'm the chief economist within StanLib. The intention with these weekly podcasts is to unpack some of the key economic developments that have unfolded over the past week. And this week, I think we need to focus on the recent trade deal between the US and the UK, as well as the announcement today regarding progress on the trade deal between the US and China. They seem to be moving in the right direction, and hopefully we get a better outcome within the next couple of weeks, which I think will ease a lot of concerns about where the US economy is heading. The second topic, I think, relates to South Africa's manufacturing data for the month of March. It wasn't a good outcome, and what it's going to likely do is result in a further downward revision to South Africa's growth estimate for this year. That's important as we head into the next attempt at the national budget, which is on the 21st of May. And any downward revision to growth will obviously mean less tax revenue and a change in our debt to GDP ratio. So a couple of key areas to focus on.
Let's start with the trade deals that have been announced specifically last week. The US announced that it had concluded a trade deal with the UK. In essence, that deal pegs the tariff level at 10%. During the initial part of the reciprocal tariffs, President Trump had imposed a tariff of up, I think, at about 27%. That was on the 2nd of April. That was then revised down to 10% on the 9th of April for a period of 90 days. So in essence, the UK and the US have concluded a ongoing tariff of 10%. And within that, there are a couple of items that are excluded. The one particular item is steel and aluminium, where the tariff is 0%. I don't think that matters much at all, simply because the UK doesn't make much steel or aluminium that they could potentially export to the US. So I think zero rate in that item is of little significance. And then in terms of vehicles, what the US has done has imposed a tariff of 10% on all UK vehicles up to a maximum of 100,000 vehicles. So there's a specific quota that says if the UK exports any number of vehicles up to 100,000, then the duty is 10%. If the number of vehicles goes beyond 100,000, then the duty goes up actually to 27.5%. So a massive increase. The 100,000 vehicles is pretty much in line with what the UK currently sells the US. So based on the existing production, they'll pay a tariff of 10%. The UK itself has provided some concessions to the US, not significant, but some of those concessions does relate to agricultural products. So is this a good deal? No, I don't think so, certainly not from a UK's perspective. You can argue that it's a good deal from the US's perspective. From the UK's perspective, effectively, while they argue that their tariff has gone down from 27% to 10%, I think it's more meaningful to look at the tariff that was in place before Trump was elected. And that tariff sat at 2.5%. So effectively what's happened is there was a tariff of 2.5%. Trump scared the UK by imposing a reciprocal tariff of 27%. The UK then negotiated, got that effectively down to 10%. But that 10% is still significantly above where it was before Trump was elected. And then in terms of the concessions, the only concession that really matters is around motor vehicles, because that's the biggest export from the UK to the US. And that concession in itself sees the tariff effectively go up from 2.5% to 10%. So that's not very helpful from a UK perspective. So I think it does set the tone for the type of trade deals that we're going to see going forward. And we're going to be working on a minimum of 10% for most countries in terms of what the US is willing to negotiate. And then more importantly, over the weekend, the US and China met in Geneva to discuss their trade deal. And this morning, there was an announcement early this morning about an interim arrangement. And that interim arrangement will see the US reduce the tariffs on China from 145% all the way down to 30%. So that's very encouraging. And China, in response, will reduce its tariffs from 125% to 10%. So that's a massive reduction in the current level of tariffs. And then those tariffs will remain in place for a minimum of 90 days while they try and negotiate a lasting deal. So that feels a lot better, a lot more of a respectable outcome. That is something that I think both parties could probably cope with. And from there, we'll have to see what sort of additional adjustments are made. I think it will encourage markets. It will encourage other countries that Trump is at least walking back some of the really extreme tariffs that he had looked to initially introduce. And I think it will ease concerns about the US having massive increase in inflation and going effectively into a recession. So for me, that's a good outcome, and we'll have to see if more substance is added.
SSA released South Africa's manufacturing data for the month of March during the course of last week. And gee, the number was really disappointing. During the month, production declined by 2.2%. And if we look at production over the past year, it's down 0.8%. Now, generally, manufacturing has been under pressure for a number of months, which means that when we look at the total output at the moment, it is 8% below where it was before COVID started. The disappointment, I think, is that for the last year, South Africa's had much better electricity production, and there was a hope that with the improvement in electricity output, we would see some revival in SA manufacturing or industrial production. And that hasn't materialized. And so the number remains incredibly depressed. Then on top of that, if we look at the first quarter in total, production declined by 2.3% quarter on quarter. That's a very substantial decline. That number will feed into the South Africa first quarter estimate of South Africa's GDP. Now, already we have seen downward revisions to South Africa's growth estimate for this year. Most people are sitting, I guess, at around about 1 to 1.5%. The importance of that is that in the budget back in March, the government put in a growth estimate of 1.9%. But it's very clear that we're not going to be able to achieve that. We're off to a bad start at the beginning of the year, and there's nothing in the system that is likely to accelerate growth during the second half of the year. And so I think it's going to force the National Treasury, when they release the third attempt at the budget, to revise down the growth estimate, probably to around the 1.5% or even lower. And as a consequence of that, they'll have to revise down their revenue estimate and then some of the important ratios, particularly debt to GDP or the deficit ratio, where you're having to adjust the GDP estimate. So not a great outcome. I guess we shouldn't be too surprised, because a lot of the important reforms that are required to lift South Africa's growth rate have been very slow in being implemented. Obviously, we're still encouraged by some of the developments around Transnet and getting the private sector involved in the rail corridors, or getting the private sector involved in the port capacity. So those remain important initiatives, and we are optimistic that those will materialize over time. The problem is that the implementation is taking a long time, and the longer it takes, the more we have to rely on other components of the economy to grow, and we're just not seeing that growth. The consumers trying to hold up, but effectively running out of ability to keep shopping. Banks are not willing to grant a huge amount of credit. So we're not seeing a significant amount of stimulus in the South African economy. It would help if the Reserve Bank cut interest rates, but they themselves are being fairly conservative. And so this economy remains a little bit lackluster. It lacks vibrancy. And I'm not convinced that we're going to see a meaningful acceleration until we get a clearer implementation of some of the private-public partnership initiatives.
So that's all from me from this week. Hope it makes some sense, and we'll catch up in a week's time. Cheers for now.